the God who is good, the God who is never going to let you down. This is the God to whom we come. This is the God whom we worship. The God who is good and who will never let you down. Wonder how the New Year's resolutions are doing on the, 19th of Feb, or 19th of February, I'm way ahead of myself, 19th of January. How are the New Year's resolutions going? Everybody up to speed with them? How many people have crashed already? Yeah, a few hands dithering about. Isn't it strange? We know exactly what we want to do, and we know why we want to do it, but for whatever reason, we just can't do it. It's not that it's not obvious, the things that we want to do. We just can't manage to do it. Seems to have been the story of people down through the ages. Certainly as you read through the Old Testament, there's a very clear picture of God's people knowing exactly what was called of them. God's people knowing exactly how they were to live, and yet they could never quite manage it. Always landed up on their noses. Failing. God gives them commandments so that they would know how to live. God's people had those commandments. This is how his people should live. Lives that were markedly different from other lives around them. And God gave them that law, those commandments. They were clear. There was no doubt what was expected of God's people. And they had the law, but they didn't have either the motivation or the power to obey that law. And time again, God's people just crashed out. In the same way that we know what it is we want to achieve by our New Year's resolutions, but just can't quite get there, maybe the motivation, maybe the power to change it, God's people down through the years knew exactly what was called of them and never quite made it. And the interesting thing is this. We talk about breaking the law, about breaking God's law. God's law is still intact. In a very real way, we don't actually break God's law. We break ourselves on God's law. We see the standard that we're called to live to, and that standard remains intact, and we end up just broken against God's law. Time and time again. And as I've said, the Old Testament is just full of that cycle of events where God's people realize what they're called to, and they try their best, but they fail. And then they come back and they try again, and there's just that cycle that goes on through the Old Testament. It's full of examples of people failing to keep God's law. And I'm glad it is. I'm glad the Bible is honest about these things. Because it's my story, it's probably yours as well. Love to keep God's law, but we just don't quite make it all the time. The passage which Patty read for us from Ezekiel chapter 36 there talks about people's hearts being hardened. They just got to that stage where so often had they broken themselves against God's law that they just became hardened against it. They became cold, they became indifferent, whatever it was, and they had these hard hearts and could do nothing about it. And so, as always, God takes the initiative. God doesn't wait for his people to eventually get it right. He doesn't wait for you and me to eventually just build up the motivation and the power to actually keep his law. God takes the initiative. And takes the initiative to change this heart of stone into a heart of flesh. This heart has become hardened because of repeated failure God says, I will give you a new heart. I will put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. God does this. It's interesting. God doesn't say, I want you to go and sort out that hard heart. He said, I'll do it. I'll remove that hard heart and give you a heart of flesh. He brings about the necessary change. God's the heart specialist in this area, replacing those stony hearts that have become hardened over the years with new hearts. And what Ezekiel says here is that the law is no longer just chipped out on those tablets of stone that were given to Moses. The law is now written on these new soft hearts, hearts that want to obey God. Why would God do this? Maybe there's just something about us that God thinks, you know what, they deserve to have these soft hearts. They deserve to have, they've worked hard at it. I'm going to give them these soft hearts. I'm going to take that hardened heart away from them. Well, again, Ezekiel makes it clear. God says, I'm not doing it for your sake. Not for your sake that I'm going to do these things, but for the sake of my holy name. And also when you move further through into verse 32 of this passage, I want you to know that I'm not doing this for your sake. What does God mean? Is God now saying, you know what? I really don't care about my people anymore. I'm not doing this for your sake. No. Again, as you read through the Bible, it's obvious that this is the God who is good, who will never let you down. It's not that God doesn't care for us. It's because they didn't deserve what he was about to do. God cares deeply for us, for his people. And he reaches out to us, not because we deserve it, quite the opposite, in spite of the fact that we don't deserve it. So in many ways, Ezekiel, the prophet who speaks these things for God, is one of the preachers of pure grace. He's saying, look, you don't deserve this, but this is what God's going to do for you. You deserve to be left with your hardened heart, but God's going to actually take that from you and give you this soft heart, this heart of flesh. God does what we don't deserve. We deserve punishment for breaking the law. That's justice. But God instead gives us mercy. A few minutes ago, we had the picture of the cross up on the screen. And we need to look to that cross to put our trust in Jesus as the Savior who took the punishment for us. And that's what grace is. The Savior took the punishment for us. Grace. God has given you a new heart. So there's no need to strive to please God in your own way. God has given you a new heart so that by the power of your Holy Spirit, you have his love, his power working in you. It's no longer about you and what you can do. It's about what God does in you. Over the last couple of weeks, this verse from John the Baptist has been going through my head, where John simply looks at Jesus and says, he must become greater, I must become less. And this is part of it. Realizing, you know what? Even though I'm gifted and able and talented and witty and wise and all those things that we think we are, at the end of the day, we're dependent upon the grace of God. He must increase, I must become less. The psalmist simply said, I desire to do your will, O God. Why? Because your law is within my heart. You've put it there. You've written it on my heart. You've given me this desire to do your will. Paul, when he looks back, simply says, the old is gone, the new has come. The old hard heart has gone, the new soft heart open to God has come. the Spirit, God's Holy Spirit, is working in you to please God. Not out of some sort of begrudging sense of duty, but out of a genuine desire to please Him. If you're doing something for someone you love, you don't do it because, oh, flip, I have to do that. You do it out of a genuine love and the desire to please them. When God is at work in us by His Holy Spirit, we seek to please Him, not out of a sense of duty, but out of a love for Him and the desire to please Him. But the truth is this, there's a battle going on continually. Because part of us knows that's what we want to do, but there's another part that thinks, no, Stephen, just do your own thing. And that tussle goes on continually. And we'll do this side of heaven. But again, grace reaches out. Because when we do get it wrong, we seek forgiveness. We give ourselves again into God's will. So this morning, will you let God soften your heart if it has become hardened? Hardened against Him, His Word. Hardened against the work of His Holy Spirit so that things just bounce off that heart. Will you let God soften your heart? Will you let God renew His gift to you of that soft heart? Will you hear His words of promise to you and know that He will give you a new heart for Him? It's part of that letting Jesus become greater and letting ourselves become less. This new heart for God. Let's pray together. Eternal God, we stand in amazement as we look back over history and see how your people have time and time again failed to love you, failed to be obedient to you. And we realize that we are no different. For our hearts have become hardened for lots of different reasons. And so this morning, and in these days, Lord, so work in us that those hardened hearts may crack and disappear, and our hearts would be softened by your love. Lord, lead us again to the cross, and there let us know the extent of your love. Lead us again to the cross, and there let us experience your forgiveness and the power of your Holy Spirit. Lord, if our hearts have become hardened, do not let us rest until you have softened them. And we ask it in Jesus' name.